Track 7. From the rural smuggling routes of the 18th century to today's technologically equipped marine patrols, we look at how policing our beautiful Broads has changed over the years.
The Norfolk Broads, renowned for peaceful beauty, rich biodiversity and popularity with tourists and sailors. However, beneath this belies a rich history filled with law enforcement challenges. The Broads' complex of waterways and secluded spots have long been exploited by criminals, from smugglers in the 18th century to modern thieves and environmental offenders. As they celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Broads Beat Unit, members of Norfolk Constabulary can look back and take pride on its long history. Broads Beat, in its current form, began in 1995, but the Constabulary has patrolled the Broads since the 1820s. Patrols continued in various boats until 1984, when the boats were retired. They returned in 1995, thanks to the support of sponsors. Broads Beat is recognised as the nation's longest-running police and public sponsorship scheme. The team oversees 116 square miles, which include 125 miles of the seven rivers connecting the 63 Broads within the Norfolk Broads National Park. Alongside preventing and investigating crime, it provides safety and security advice to boat owners and businesses along the waterways. Broads Beat officers provide a visible police presence to local communities and businesses, as well as to many visitors and tourists in the Broads. They help the Broads Authority to enforce local bylaws, though most bylaws, such as speeding and river tolls, are enforced by the authority. They patrol alongside Broads Authority navigation rangers to help reduce antisocial behaviour and disorder, promote the Project Kraken intelligence collection plan, promote water safety, as an average of 4 deaths each year occur in the Broads from drowning or boating accidents, and offer crime prevention advice and assist with investigations, gathering intelligence and protecting vulnerable individuals. They work with partner agencies, departments and stakeholders to solve problems. Policing the Broads has evolved from relying on informal parish constables to today's sophisticated Norfolk Police Marine Unit, known as Broads Beat. During the 18th century, the Broads were isolated and poorly connected to local towns and villages. This remoteness made them ideal for smuggling. Illegal imports of tobacco, tea, brandy and even firearms were brought in via the North Sea through Great Yarmouth and deep into Norfolk. Smugglers used flat-bottom boats and local knowledge to evade customs officers. Before organised police forces were established, crime prevention was the responsibility of parish constables and night watchmen. These were often local volunteers or poorly paid part-time officials without much power or resources. Smugglers, sometimes supported by local interests, were hard to catch and even harder to convict. Local communities often ignored or even helped the smugglers, who were sometimes seen as folk heroes avoiding unfair taxes. Early law guardians struggled to navigate the Broads and were often outsmarted by those familiar with its secret routes. As the Victorian period advanced, the Broads began to attract attention not just from smugglers but eventually from holiday makers. The extensive railway expansion made the area accessible to tourists from London and other cities. This influx created new policing challenges, including theft, disorderly behaviour and accidents involving inexperienced sailors. Regulations also increased during this time, requiring oversight in river traffic laws, vessel licences and fishing restrictions, placing more demands on the local constabulary. The Norfolk police forces mainly relied on river-based officers who patrolled by boat. Their duties included inspecting boats, enforcing fishing laws and ensuring safe navigation on the increasingly busy waterways. Norfolk Constabulary was established in 1840, becoming one of the first modern rural police forces in the country. By the late 19th century, police began taking a more active role on the Broads, especially as powered boats increased river traffic. The first police motorboat in Norfolk was introduced by Norwich City Police Force in 1912 to patrol the River Wensum. The first purpose-built launch, called A2, was constructed for the Norfolk Constabulary by Jack Powles & Co. of Wroxham and launched in 1936. It had sleeping space for the three crew members, known as River Roberts, in case they couldn't return to their Horning mooring in time. The early 20th century saw continued growth in tourism and recreational boating, especially during the 1920s and 30s. Policing the Broads during this time required balancing the needs of local communities with those of a rising number of visitors. During the Second World War, the Broads became strategically important. The waterways were used for military training and transport, and parts of the Broads were sealed off. Police responsibilities included enforcing curfews, blackout regulations, and monitoring for espionage or sabotage. River patrols worked with military units to protect vital infrastructure. After the war, tourism increased significantly. In the 1950s and 60s, thousands of families rented cruisers and sailing boats for holidays. Boat hire businesses grew in towns such as Wroxham, Potterheim and Beccles, making the waterways busier than ever. This tourism boom brought prosperity but also strain, as unprepared holidaymakers contributed to accidents, pollution and congestion on the waterways. With the rise in tourism came a higher incidence of sailing under the influence of alcohol, a surge of petty theft, especially from moored boats, and environmental damage from littering and fuel spills. Policing the Broads changed to address these issues. Waterborne operations expanded, with officers on peak season full-time river patrol duties. Cooperation between the police and the newly established Broads Authority in 1989 became essential. Officers focused not only on enforcing the law, but also promoting navigational safety and environmental protection. Education became a priority. Police worked with boat rental companies to promote safety briefings and distribute leaflets. They also conducted spot checks on vessels for safety equipment and intoxicated operation. Reports of stolen boats, illegal fishing and drug-related activities rose during the 1980s and 90s, and several incidents in recent years have demonstrated the ongoing need for effective policing in the Broads. In September 2012, two bodies were discovered aboard a moored hire cruiser. Their 13-year-old daughter was found alive on board. Investigators determined it was a murder-suicide. This incident shocked the local boating community and highlighted the need for mental health awareness and crisis response training for officers. In a unique incident in 2016, a police boat trailer got stuck in the mud at Horning. A nearby stag party, dressed as pirates, helped the officers to retrieve the trailer, turning an awkward situation into a community-building story that made national headlines. In the late 2010s, authorities caught several poaching gangs illegally fishing and using banned nets. These nighttime operations targeted pike and carp and caused ecological damage. Broadsbeat, often collaborating with Operation Randall, a rural crime task force, apprehended repeat offenders. In July 2020, a dramatic chase occurred on the River Bure after a domestic violence report. A man was seen fleeing on a private vessel before surrendering peacefully. Although no charges were filed, the case showed the challenges of pursuing suspects through the Broads, winding and often dark waterways. A 2021 boat crash at Oulton Broad led to calls for stricter enforcement of speed limits and alcohol checks. And flooding in winter 2023 saw police coordinating evacuations and helping emergency services during storms. Today, the Marine Unit operates three vessels, with two based at Wells Next the Sea on the coast, working with the Eastern Inshore Fisheries and Conservation Authority, and one at Wroxham. The long-term support of sponsors has been crucial to the success of Broadsbeat, allowing the unit to stay current with equipment and vessels for safer, easier and more effective operations and faster responses. This support is even more important when vital equipment and the vessels themselves reach the end of their effective working life. The history of policing the Norfolk Broads reflects broader changes in British society, from the rural smuggling routes of the 18th century to today's technologically equipped marine patrols. As environmental concerns grow and tourism continues to rise, The Broads need a thoughtful, flexible and community-focused approach to policing. Effective policing relies on partnerships with 10 other agencies to protect and patrol the waterways while sharing intelligence. Law enforcement in this area involves more than just apprehending criminals. It includes education, environmental care and ensuring that the Broads remain a safe and welcoming space. The legacy of early river patrols continues with today's officers who care for the same waters using new tools but with the same enduring mission. Policing has always been a balancing act, working to maintain public safety and security whilst also supporting freedom and promoting tranquility. No matter what challenges officers face during their work, they cope, often putting their own safety aside. Along with all other first responders, we owe them our deepest respect, sometimes our lives, and gratitude for their service.